Welcome to another edition of Kingdom Keys with your host, Dan Hain, brought to you by DHMissions.com. We know you'll be blessed as you listen to today's broadcast. Today we're going to talk about taking your answer. Let's look at Mark 11, 22 to 24. It says, "So Jesus answered and said to them, 'Have faith in God. For assuredly I say to you, whosoever says to this mountain, be removed and be cast into the sea, and does not doubt in his heart, but believes that those things he says will be done, he will have whatever he says. Therefore I say to you, whatever things you ask, when you pray, believe that you receive them, and you will have them.'" This passage is loaded with possibilities for us, but today I'm only going to bring out a couple points. First of all, our passage starts out in verse 22 by saying, "Have faith in God." So the first thing to ask is this: what can the faith of God actually do? Of course, the answer is pretty obvious. God's faith has no limitations. The faith of God can accomplish anything and everything. Now here's where it gets good. Jesus isn't going to tell us to have something that would be impossible for us to have. So this statement that Jesus made, "have the faith of God," carries with it about 10 boatloads of potential for us to explore. Now let's go down to verse 24 where Jesus says, "Whatever things you ask, when you pray, believe that you receive them and you will have them." I want to look at the word "receive" in this passage. It comes from the Greek word lambano, which literally means to take. Now this is an active verb, not a passive one. Many of us will fall short of receiving the answer to our prayer because we go into a passive mode with our receiving. So it helps to insert the word "take" in place of the word "receive" in verse 24. Now it'll read like this: "Whatever things you ask, when you pray, believe that you take them and you will have them." The key here is to actively go after the answer to our prayer and to take it instead of passively waiting for our answer to come to us. Here's one way that we can do this. Once we come into alignment with God's heart and come into agreement with His plan, thank Him that He's been gracious enough to allow us to possess the same faith that He has. Now, don't be passive, but be active by saying that you take your answer in Jesus' name. We have to go now, but be sure to pick up your own copy of Keys to Your Future, which is available from all book retailers in most countries. Keys to Your Future is in softcover, hardback, and ebook formats. For more information and other helpful resources, you can go to our website at dhmissions.com. Be blessed and see you next time right here on Kingdom Keys.